Nashville, Tennessee, July 6, 1904. My dear sister, I am up early this morning, as I always am, and before anyone is stirring, I will write you a few lines. For several weeks, I have been with my son, Edson, in Tennessee. We end our visit today. Yesterday, we were in a council meeting in which we tried to lay plans for the advancement of the work in this needy field, and especially for the advancement of the Huntsville School. I bore a very plain testimony, saying that the cities of the South must be worked. I received your letter and the $10 which you sent, and I thank you. I shall appropriate your gift for the colored sanitarium that is in operation here in Nashville. Every dollar is a help. I would be much pleased to see you and talk with you, but this cannot be. How thankful I am that we can all hold communion with the Lord Jesus every moment. He will give us just the help that he sees we need. We will receive comfort and hope and courage from his divine presence. How precious is the thought that he, the majesty of heaven, the prince of life, laid aside his royal robe and kingly crown and clothed his divinity with humanity, that he might place human beings on vantage ground. Through his grace, men and women may become partakers of the divine nature. Thus they may be sanctified, purified, ennobled. Men and women may be one with Christ as he is one with the Father. What possibilities, what privileges are ours? May the Lord Jesus strengthen you, and may you be his channel of light. May you receive richly of his grace, that you may impart to those who need words of comfort and encouragement. In closing, I thank you again for your gift. I know that the workers at the sanitarium will greatly appreciate it. I will send you a copy of The Southern Missionary, which will give you a description of this sanitarium. Is there any one of my books that you have not, that you would like? If there is, I would be glad to send it to you. The sun is shining in at my window. Light, light, how good it is. How thankful I am that we can have Christ as our light. Your sister in Christ,